Alchemy.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, finally.
Hey, I think today we should make it a shorter one because I've been doing stuff with my dad since it's Father's Day.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay,
cool. I'm just letting you know because we didn't talk about what we were doing, so I'm letting you.
True.
Keep it shorter. So.
All right. Are you, we have to ask the inevitable, are you eating?
No, I'm not right now.
Yeah, me neither. Okay. Well established.
Have you eaten today, though?
I have. I ate one of those vegetarian chicken patties.
When the podcast ends, we're going to have a shorter podcast today, so it'll probably... Huh? No, I'm not about to eat. Okay.
See how it merges into into real life right there.
Yep.
Hey. I ate a vegetarian chicken patty, like a vegetarian chicken sandwich earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. I went to Starbucks this week.
Yeah, you said that.
I went again today.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
That's why I brought it up again, because I know we brought it up in the IG Live, but today. Once again, same thing, you know. I sat about, it's funny, I ordered from about 30 feet away. You know, you've been to the shopping plaza over there. So there's like this fountain that's not really a fountain now. Just has no running water. But anyway, the unrunning fountain. I sat there, ordered, and basically just stared at the Starbucks door from that distance until I thought my order was ready. And then I went over there, and they brought the drink out to me. I didn't have to go inside.
Oh, well.
And yeah, so shout out to Starbucks. So it is kind of nice getting out and actually seeing people. You know, of course, I wore a mask for anyone that out there tripping and yelling at their listening device right now. I wore a mask.
That's good. Were people wearing masks?
90% of people, yes.
Okay. Well, that's...
You're always going to get the 10%. They're like, you know, not having it. But, you know, it's...
Well, that means most people are at least following some kind of directions.
From what I saw, yeah. It doesn't look to be too bad. Well,
I'm just going to be interested to see, like, how this shit goes, bro. Like, I don't know. We already getting into July, and ain't no real improvement happening, for real.
Really?
Not for real. The numbers have gone up in a lot of places.
Oh.
You don't be paying attention.
Well, I don't think they're going up like they were. I mean, they're definitely going to keep going up, but they're still testing people, so you're definitely going to get positive cases.
Well, the guy in office, he said if we don't test people, there'll be less cases, so I guess so. I guess we're on up.
Well, no, but that's just moronic. But
he said what he said. He didn't mean it. There's no deeper meaning. That shit was
there's so many... See, these things are so nuanced that it's so... Nobody knows. Nobody knows the answers. Like, the more people you test, yeah, you're going to find more positives. And you should test everyone. But what I think they'll find is that probably way more people have it, but will never have symptoms.
Yeah, asymptomatic people.
Right. Which is, once again, why people should wear masks. It all makes sense, but it all makes sense also that, of course, the more they test, the more they're going to find. It's just like anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're like, you know, you're looking for something, you're going to find it. You know what I mean? So, anyway, that was a cheery intro. Isn't it?
It's
happy
real.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I'm a dog dad now, so, you know.
Oh, congrats.
I know, taking my steps. You know what I mean?
Sign those adoption papers.
Yeah, I know. Gotta get gay. We have a cute picture together, so.
Oh, really? You need that to go viral. Come on.
That's where it starts. A viral dog photo.
Dog daddy.
Dog daddy. Yo, that's the title of the podcast.
Is it? Okay, here we go. In this episode of Dog Daddy.
Yo.
Yo, 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 and yo, yo, it's Simon Hill.
And this is Jay.
It's the Two Gimps Walk Into a Bar podcast, Dog Daddy Edition. There's a dog. What you got going on over there?
Oh, I'm coming to the box.
Do you need help? Okay.
I'm a dog father.
You're a dog father. Congrats. Wait, first we got to thank, you know, the Anchor app. Shout out to Anchor. You know, we use this app. We record. Edit, distribute, blah, 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 all that stuff through the Anchor app. And go to anchor.fm to claim your podcast that's rewarded to you at birth.
Yep.
Nowadays. So get you a podcast like everybody else.
And just instead of a small shit. Loan of $1 million, you can get yourself a podcast.
Exactly. That's what we're doing here. So, and who produces this podcast?
Oh, just Ilkami LLC.
That is correct. All right. So you were about to tell me something there before the intro. What was it you wanted to tell me?
It has to do with my box. I got myself a self-care, like, kit thing. Well, it's not a kit. I just put together things that I feel like are helpful. So anyway, I got 2 wave brushes, you know, to get my waves popping. Right. And then I got some pomade stuff. Well, it's for, like, it's for black hair, really. Okay, not like regular pomade. There's a different, you know, type. Yeah. Anyway, so it's cocoa and shea pomade. So super smooth and rich. You know, that's, I mean, not to be stereotypical, but that sounds hella black. I'm sorry. I don't see a lot of products, you know, saying cocoa and shea butter.
smooth and rich.
Yeah.
Wait, that could be like, we could be like a mixed R&B singing group.
Exactly.
Called Smooth and Rich.
Exactly. Yo, yeah. That's where we need to start at this moment. So
I like it. Okay, go ahead, please.
It's called it's Wave Builder. Deep Wave. Cocoa and shit. So anyway, my hair about to be looking great.
About to have them surfboard waves on your
exactly. It's just work a small amount between your hands to loosen the product. You can add a small amount of water if desired. Work through your hair and brush vigorously. Anyway, so I got this. I got 2 wave brushes, like I said. The 2 wave brushes, one is medium bristles, and the other one's hard because you use the harder one later on in the process.
Right, okay.
And then, what else? Oh, I got biotin gummies, which promote hair, nail, and something else growth. I don't know. It's supposed to be good for you. And then, what else? Oh, I got 3 satin do-rags.
Ooh.
Yeah, 3 satin do-rags.
You gonna be wearing these on the live IG?
Yes, I will wear one of these on the live IG.
Let's start controversy and I'll wear one too. And then I'll,
okay, let's get like, it. Let's
see. Let's appropriate that culture.
Let's get it. And then, yeah, I think that's it. Now that I'm saying it. Oh, and I got some stuff for my face, that helps with, like, facial hair and stuff to make sure it stays soft and shit. For my little hair that I got, you know, I want to keep it smooth, you know.
You don't want to be scratching your girlfriend.
Exactly. Even with my little whiskers, I got to, you know, take care of them.
Those are the most dangerous.
Exactly. So, that's what I got.
I like, okay, this is cool. I like this. So, the little self-care kit is Father's Day. You're a dog dad.
Yeah.
You know, and now you got your own kit. What did you, what are you, doing with your dad? Like, how's he doing? Shout out to, Raphael, right?
We had breakfast.
Nice.
And that was cool. My mom and I, we made it together. And we had, like, a puff pastry thing with, what's it called? It was, like, we did the puff pastries, and then we filled it with a cream cheese filling, and then we topped it off with peaches, a peach sauce that we made, and then we had eggs, and then bacon that we put. The bacon was put in the oven, and then I took a nap, so I missed lunch. but my mom, she made a soup that has gnocchi in it and a salad. And then for dinner, we're gonna have a seafood feast, and we'll have a broil and crab cakes. We'll have lobster ravioli, and then mini pineapple upside down cakes.
Oh my gosh!
And if that doesn't sound bougie as fuck, I don't know what.
Look, and I'm gonna say this because one thing I'm bummed about. But by the way, this is like the cruelest thing. Somebody actually did this to me on my birthday, and I'm not gonna name them because I'm not gonna call them out. But this was messed up. One of the things I really wanted for my birthday was a pineapple upside down cake.
Right.
I love pineapple upside down cake. So somebody I knew wanted to get me one for my birthday. And they literally called me to wish me happy birthday. But then during the conversation, straight up said this. I was going to get you a pineapple upside down cake. But the place I called, the delivery service, they couldn't do it. So I'm not going to do it. I was like, why did you even tell me you were going to do it? Don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything.
Yeah, because now I'm going to be sad because what could have been. And sorry, you ain't really that good of a friend. Because if you gave up that quickly, what kind of friend are you? You already know. If I saw that you wanted pineapple upside down cake, I'm not just going to give up at the first fucking one. I'm not going to be like,
I know you would. You would have probably sent some super hot girl over here in a thong and some nipple tape, and she's baking me a cake.
I mean, not to roast that person, but that's kind of trash because there's a lot of options. And just don't tell me. Like, if you couldn't do it, you should have just not told me.
I'm going to make it worse. By the way, I'm not trying to say woe is me. You know I had a great birthday. And definitely you helped in that so much, so thank you. But this person, this is when you just don't tell people this. Because after they said the delivery service I was going to use, they can't deliver a pineapple upside down cake. They then said, I was going to hit up so-and-so, which is a mutual friend of ours. Right. They said, I was going to hit them up and say, ask them if they could pick one up for you. Because they were going to see you before I do. And I just didn't do it.
What?
I'm like, so that's twice. They're like, I didn't think they. Oh, they said I didn't think they would do it. I was like, would you do it? But now that my friend, 90% of my friends are not like that. Like they are. They would. 90% of my friends. This is why we hang around good people. 90% of my friends would have been like, "What can I help with? Oh, it's for someone's birthday. Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna see him later anyway. So I got you."
I would have had to be that person though. Like. ASAP. Like, as soon as I saw them, like, they would have to get called.
On site.
Yeah, like, because, I don't know, that's kind of, like, rude. You just didn't have to say nothing.
By the way, and if the person
if you listen to this podcast, you need to take this L and learn from it, because that is not okay.
I will not bust you out in public. I will not. But damn, just don't say anything.
Yeah, we too grown for that. You could have just
That would be like me telling you, like, "Hey, Jay, remember when I said that I went and bought a lotto ticket and said I would split it between us? Well, it was a $1 million winner, but I lost the ticket."
Oh.
You know what I mean? Just don't say anything. Just don't say anything.
Yo, I would
take the L. Take the L.
If you just told me that, I'd probably be like, "Well,
let's talk about this because I want to keep talking about some nice, positive things." Let me say this. I do want to bring this up because it's a reality for some people. Okay. I gotta be honest. I don't feel the best on Father's Day. My dad was a very cool person, but he definitely was lacking in a lot of ways of being a father. He wasn't really there. He had his issues, and I get that, but also, if you're going to be man enough to, you know, have five kids, be a fucking father, you know? Yep. And the thing about it is, you know, I don't know. It's funny. It's one of those things that's like in all aspects of culture, but I don't think gets a lot of attention, where it's like where a lot of people, they come from sketchy backgrounds. A lot of times his dads ain't in the house. Like, or, you know, by the way, don't get me wrong. Single parent homes work all the time. But there, it's still, here's the thing. And I feel like I'm kind of a perfect example because I had good, like my grandparents were pretty good. Like, you know, they had their own issues like most parents, you know, so, and I kind of was raised by my grandmother. So that's like a single parent home. But I do know every time I think about it, my dad's absence really did mess me up in some way.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was like, I don't trust people. Like, I grew up, like, not, like, I didn't even like people that drank when I grew up. Because I was like, oh, if you drink, you're a piece of shit. That's how, like, I felt, because I didn't know the little.
So, no, you didn't even like it, they drank, like, recreationally, is that what it, socially? Like,
when I was really young, I mean, the older I got, like, you know, when I got into high school and, like, college, I understood. But like, when I was real young, I was just like, oh, you drink, get away from me. Get away from me. Like, there was no middle ground. But you get older and you learn. But you know, it's definitely, you know, I look at that, it's definitely a cultural thing. And I saw with my own two eyes that a absent father can really wreck your upbringing. And it can really lead you to try to chase attention or try to just, you know, be unruly.
Like, fill that void.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to look for father figures somewhere. And I think I was fortunate enough that, you know, the men that I was around when I got older, especially, like I don't have that many father figures, but a lot of them were, like, my musical mentors.
How did you find these people? Because, you know, some people, they never get that kind of opportunity. So how were you able to do that?
I think a lot of it is look for people in places that you respect. Meaning, like, they ain't got to even be obviously related to you. But, like, let me see. Perfect example, when I was in Philadelphia, I don't know. I think if you're around good people, people will gravitate toward you and bother you. Yes, exactly. But I think you attract those people by showing love and ambition. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff, musical legend. But Mr. Gamble really taught me some things. And whether he knows it or not, he was kind of like a father figure to me. And my friend Craig, who was the studio engineer back in those days, he's an older guy. And he was like a father figure to me because he could sit and we could talk about anything. And he would give me advice and be like, hey, you know, maybe this, that, maybe not do this and try to. But look at people that you would like to be like. Wait. And it's almost like an internship. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's like, okay, you know, another perfect example, you know, Patrick, my best friend, I'm saying that for the audience out there, Patrick, his in-laws, like his father-in-law, he was a doctor his whole career, like retired early, you know, very smart, very successful. Wait. A family man, you know, like, raised three really good kids. And, you know, even as old as I am, he treats me like a son. And I look at him like a father figure, like, oh, I should do this like he did it. Because here's where I mess up. And maybe I should do it like he, because he's, you know what I mean? It's like, look at examples. And by the way, and if you really want to get at the heart of it, my family is very mixed. You know what I mean? I never looked at, oh, I need this kind of, like, my family's all over the board.
And it doesn't have to be, like, blood-related, you know, family.
And, again, a lot of times they're not, you know, and so, but I will say, you know, for the people that are out there and, you know, that, because I don't talk about it a lot, but sometimes it is tough. You get on social media and people are like, oh, me and my dad and my pops and my dad, and look at us, and we're fishing, and we're doing, I'm like, what? You know, and it's not because, it's not because I'm, like, really disgusted by it. It's more of, like, I know that it's, like, I never had that shit. Like,
yeah, that's why I wanted to cut today short. Not to rub it in your face, but I know that I have a tendency to, like, really get caught up in just what I do myself.
Yep.
So
yep.
I don't spend time with people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, on holidays, it could be your holiday, it could be your birthday. Like, that's just one of my faults, I would say, mm-hmm. is that, like, I know I don't spend enough time with people. And as I've gotten older, you know, like, my dad, he's turning 50 this year.
Oh,
and
dang.
Yeah. And so it's got me thinking more about, like, damn, like, when this is all said and done, you know, you only have so much time. You know, not to get, mm-hmm. like, sad and fucking depressed.
No, but that's real. That's not even sad. That's really real. I mean, that's very real.
So
and
I
positive.
I know for me, that's why I said I wanted to cut it short, because I know myself. Like, here's what would happen typically. We do the podcast 4 until 5. I'd be relaxed, you know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, I'm in my room. And then I'd go on my laptop, I'd start making beats, and then it's 8 o'clock, and I'd only come out for dinner or whenever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that is my, you know what I mean? You know it's true.
Yeah.
You know I'm not fucking lying. So that's why I know if I say, okay, I need to cut myself short, you know, so I am spending time. Like, I did get up this morning, help my mom make breakfast.
Yeah. Yep.
And I know that, like, if I had it, you know what I'm saying? That would have changed the course of, you know, the day. And would they have told me? No, because I'm grown. However, I know it would affect, like, future. And I don't, and to be honest, I mean, once I move out, I don't know how many Father's Days, you know, I'm going to mm-hmm. have after this.
Yeah.
Just, once you move out, for real, you know what I'm saying? Not just,
yeah.
Like, oh, hey, I'm moving out and, you know, I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? But, like, once you move out for real, it can be hard to, like, connect with people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To do stuff. Because you get caught up in your own lives and shit like that. And
I feel like, you know, a lot of people make time for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know you would. Shoot, if you lived in my neighborhood, I'm sure your pops would be over here or something. Like, y'all would be going out to eat or something. Like, yeah, it's cool.
I'm just taking advantage of the fact that I am here. You know, I've been thinking about my girlfriend too today. Because I actually, it's funny, my girlfriend and I, mm-hmm. we were talking about you. We were talking about you. And I said I felt bad because I know that this Father's Day is probably, like, really tough for you. And so I think about people like you, and then I was thinking about her too, because with this COVID situation, she can't hang out with her dad.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, everybody in my life that I, like, talk to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can't spend time with the people that, you know, or just don't have the ability to, like, hang out with their dad, you know, in your case, you know, it's different.
It's been since I was younger than you.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Still.
It still doesn't take away from the fact that, like, it makes the holiday better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure if your dad was in a better place, you know, mentally, emotionally, stable, you know what I'm saying, that it would have been cool to spend Father's Day with him.
Oh, yeah, I mean, when he was alive, I hung out with him as much as... As I got older, I had to force myself on him, but... You know,
I understand. I don't understand. I hate when people say that. I understand. No, you don't.
But I think I can empathize with
the fact that, like, that must be tough. So I want you to know that, like, if you need a friend, I'm here for you. Because I'm really bad at talking about stuff like that because I don't really know how to approach the subject.
Most people are, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, so I know your dad is not alive, so how does that feel, you know?
Right. Like, so, your dad. Well, it's always funny because people tiptoe around it, and I don't. And I'm just like, he died when I was in my 20s. He committed suicide.
I'm not a therapist, so
right, and it's, but that's, no, I get that, but.
So I can't, like, broach the subject in a way that's, like, probably better. I'm just like, so your dad died, and what's up with that? Like,
right, what's up with that? How's that Father's Day for you? You know, you're like, well,
well,
but you know, but like I said, you know, the the thing it will teach you for sure is, like, well, I mean, you, at least I may be a different kind of person, but you really understand, like, you know, I when I wrote my book and I wrote about my dad, the one of the things that really upset me was that my family, some of them, not all of them, people in my family were mad, yeah, that I said my father was an alcoholic, but
I mean, it was
what he was. And by the way, that's not, I'm not saying like he was
a bad person,
right? I'm not saying that shit's tough to battle, but people don't. The tough thing is I think the frustrating thing is they don't look at it from my angle, where it's like, think about what I saw.
You had to grow up with that shit.
Right, if it was your brother, if it was your son, who was my dad, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was his mother, of course I'd be like, oh, that's horrible. You're like, but it's true, though. I know you love him. People always put people in a certain light. Like, that's right. My baby. I get that, and that is true as well. But look at what he did to his kids.
Yeah, like
that. And go, you know, he had some demons. And that's all I'm saying. I'm saying the same thing. He had some demons, but I really took the brunt of that. Like, I experienced that. You didn't. I did. So
exactly.
I can say these things. And by the way, I never trashed the dude. Loved him dearly. He was hilarious. By the way, he definitely loved women, obviously. He had a lot of kids. And, you know, great musician. And he was funny as shit. He was a super cool dude. But he had a lot of demons, you know, and he just got to a point where he couldn't handle them. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's reality. But shout out to all the dads out there. Shout out to the single moms. I want to talk about one more thing before we go, because I say we cut this a half an hour. But I do want to bring something very sweet, and you're going to like this little story, and we're going to make this happen. So this past week has been wild on Instagram Live. I had someone half naked on there the other day. Well, they were naked. And then someone else called in super drunk. And, I let them in my live. Yeah. And it's this girl that I know. And she was so drunk. And it was hilarious. And everybody was like, what is going on? Anyway, that's not the best part. The best part was KVZO's mother has been jumping in on my live. Like jumping in there in the conversation. And she's the sweetest lady ever. She and I did not hit it off right away.
You didn't?
She was very skeptical of me and wanted to make sure I wasn't trying to, like, take advantage of Vizo and his talents. And I assured her many times, I'm not. I'm trying to help him. I'm really trying to help. Like, because I love what he does and I care about him. Maybe not as much as you because you're his mama, but I still care about him. So. Anyway, we get along fabulously now. But then the other day, she goes, Simon, I really missed Slim and Huskies, which is that pizza joint that we talk about. So I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, she goes, I want to go there again. I was like, I'm sure we can make that happen. And I was like, wait, your birthday's coming up. She goes, yeah, it is. So all my friends that are on my IG Live on the regular, they start sending me messages and they're going, yo, let's send Mama Vizo to Slim and Huskies. They want to chip in money so we can all buy her dinner at Slim and Huskies.
Yo, that's fucking so nice.
How cool is that? So I'm going to let them do it. I'm going to let them cash at me or PayPal me. I'm going to send it to Vizo and say, Vizo, look, this is from my IG Live. Take your mama to Slim and Huskies on us. Enjoy yourselves. So yeah, shout out to my friends. They're so sweet and they're calling her Mama Vizo now. So she said that I can just call her my auntie in that way when they won't feel weird donating money. She's like, send money for your auntie. I said, okay, we'll do that. Anyway, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Anyway, so shout out to everybody. Obviously, if you want to see my lives, you can see them on Instagram at 11 o'clock at night, every night. So let's cap this one off so you can go hang with Pops.
He's playing a video game. Is there anything?
Let's just start. Let's just start closing it out and see if we go anywhere with it.
Okay.
But that way, if we're not, you can, you know, you can still go chill with Pops. So, okay. If people want to find you, though, besides in your bedroom, going through your care package there, where can they find you online?
Mini Producer. That's where I'm at. And miniproducer.com/beats. And then catch some stuff from Rollout Fitness. Somehow I've gotten back into that. So
dope.
Like, that's really dope. And then if you see me on Facebook with my viral ad, it has over 1 million views now. So
damn. Okay, dope.
Yeah.
What about Pamela's
Oh, her podcast? You gotta check it out. Para me, no, for me, para ti, for you, para ti, from me.
From me.
Oh no, she's gonna fight me, bro.
I was just waiting for you to get it out.
Every time we talk about this podcast, like, I always fuck it up because it's like, it's such a simple title.
It is what it is.
Yeah, like, I just be, okay, I gotta get this right.
From me.
Pot of tea. From me. I'm always like, for you, for us, for everyone. It's from me, pot of tea. It's on all social media. I mean, it's on all streaming platforms. Check it out. I edit her podcast, and the intro music is mine. So,
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We gotta stick together. Check it out. What about you, though?
Well, they can find me everywhere. Simon Illa, SimonIlla, and that is literally everywhere from Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, all that. Tinder. No, I'm kidding. I'm under my real name there. Oh, Black Planet. Pornhub, not so much. So, yeah, you can find me everywhere. Of course, I do the Instagram lives every night at 11 p.m., and also, you can join my community app. Our numbers are kind of stable, but we're getting good, what do you call it? We're getting good interaction, though. Like, people are responding, and it's pretty good. So, I like the numbers. You can text me 404-737-1662.
And we have a live on Thursday at 7.
That's right, and we review beats and songs, and we are genreless, meaning send whatever. We will listen to it. Send it to beats. Correct?
beatsboyminiproducer@gmail.com.
That is correct.
And be able to take feedback.
Yes.
We do not listen to the whole song. One, because even if we don't have a lot of people in there, that just, like, let's be real, Simon. We need to say this. We haven't had a lot of songs that have blown us away yet.
No, not yet.
You know what I mean? And that's okay. Like, same thing with the beats. So, we're not really, at least I don't know how you feel about this, I'm not really excited. If we're not liking something throughout the whole thing, listening to the whole thing is like, it's going to waste your time and my time and everybody, you know, everybody's time. Because then the feedback you're going to get is going to be us, like, why do we do this to ourselves? So when we do give you the feedback, take it for what it's worth. And a lot of times, I know you can relate to this, a lot of times people are looking for this, like, really detailed, like, feedback. But it's so tough because music is very subjective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And unless it's something that's, like, super just obvious about your track, it's kind of the same things that, like, people have trouble with.
Yes.
When it comes to, like, their music. It could be structured, it could be the mix, you know what I mean? And you can only say that shit so many different types of ways. So, do not, you know, you're gonna do what you wanna do. But try not to get too caught up in that, because a lot of reviews that I've seen, they keep it very quick. You know what I mean? You're just like, okay. Like, if it's good, they'll let you know. And we've let people know, like, yo, let's work. Let's, you know, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? We've done that before.
Yep. So, yep. Well,
I should
I
put
think,
that PSA out there.
I think here's how we eliminate this, and I think we bring it up in the next review session we do, is when people submit things,
yes,
they should include what they would like feedback on.
Oh, yes.
How about
no,
that?
We'll do that.
So what if they're like, yo, I want to know if this beat is mixed good, or do you like my arrangement? Like, even
yes.
if it's like, how could I improve this? Like, is there a
that
specific
would be
thing?
helpful,
Like,
because we're only going to go with what our initial, you know, things that we kind of see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I think we're very fair. But like you said, it's very subjective. And, you know, because you might like a beat that I don't really like. And by the way, and our opinions are just that. And interestingly, somebody I've mixed for damn near a year now, they hit me up the other day and said, hey, would you listen to this and let me know about the mix? Like, they were very specific what they wanted my opinion on. Because they didn't
See,
just
and
go,
that's helpful.
They didn't just go, what do you think? Because then I go, okay, it's okay.
It's good.
Or when they're like, is the mix good? Then I don't comment on the song. I won't go, oh, I don't like how the hook, da da da. I just go, oh, the mix, yeah, because they said that. And I remember I said, like, oh, the kick and the bass could be a little more defined, you know, whatever. But other than that, it's pretty, maybe a little more obvious reverb overall. Like, that's it. And then it's like they got what they wanted. It wasn't just like, it's okay. Because sometimes that's all you can say. Okay, it's okay.
Yeah, because we're not perfect by any means. So,
yeah.
I mean, if we can improve, you know, that's why we do these things. We're not perfect. So, you know, obviously there's always room to improve. That's a good idea. Well, should we ask that person, like, hey, you know, you sent us a song, what do you want feedback on? Or should I just put that in the comment? The pinned comment.
I think what we should do is, maybe we can do a new Instagram video thing. Like a little video with an overlay, kind of like the one we already have. You say, hey, submit songs to us and let us. Well, no, I think we just do it on the live.
Yeah,
when we're on there,
it.
Just say, hey, we're about to listen to it. What do you want to know? What do you want us to let you know? Do you want to comment on the mix? Do you want to comment on it? Because, you know, most people, they're probably just going to go, all that. And you're like, oh, boy. Here we go. Okay.
And then we should, we got feedback. We should say the person's name 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'll start doing is I'll type the person's at name and then, you know, like whoever we're reviewing.
Got you. Makes sense. Okay.
So
I got ideas. So
that we're improving. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like, I don't always see stuff at the time of things happening, but I can reflect. And that's growth, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it works.
That's
how it
fucking
works.
Good. So.
Just like you becoming a dog dad. What's your child's name?
Mafalda.
Mafalda.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
She's cute, but she be barking, man. Now, here's the thing: when you have not grown up with a dog, like you just don't. It's hard to deal with because you got to hear them fucking barking all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yo, this is like a little baby, like.
Mm.
For real, they need
but
food.
They never grow up out of that.
Yeah.
A dog will not grow up out of that unless you train them. So you have like a baby for its whole life.
Yeah. So
I
mean, she's cute. She's just living her best life. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Is the dog a Chihuahua?
Yeah, she's a Chihuahua.
That wasn't a racial stereotype, but
no, she is.
Okay.
It's a Chihuahua mix or something.
Okay.
Nice. She's definitely a little chihuahua for sure. She'd be fucking barking all the damn time. For no reason. But
well, look, here's what we do, though. We give Mafalda her own
podcast.
Right. So all Mafalda has to do is go to anchor.fm. You already know the deal with how we do. We do this podcast through anchor.fm. Or just Anchor, as they say, on the app store. You can record, edit, mix, distribute this podcast, and all that good shit. But in order to do that, you have to at least produce it under a cool name. So who
Yeah,
produces this podcast?
LLC.
There it is. And then like we said, share the podcast with everybody. We don't
Yeah,
have
no
enemies right
enemies
now.
this time. Yeah, we
no
got it.
enemies. We just sharing it with people, all right? We're all enemies and friends all at the same time. I don't know what that means.
What
So
are you gonna do for the rest of the day, Solomon?
I have another podcast to record at 7.
Wait.
With Kayende. And then I'm eating some leftover nachos. Nachos, by the way, not a good leftover dish. So, well,
Have
because
you?
they put the chips in with the meat and stuff. Why did they do that? I ordered them. They were delivered yesterday from a place. And I thought about it, and I was like, maybe they'll separate. They were chicken nachos, by the way. So I'm like, why did they put the chips and the meat in the same container? Like, it's got, I don't know. Can we figure this out, please?
Yeah, that's
society.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Have you, what was the new Pokemon say? Oh, do your AirPods sometimes slip out? Like, I guess maybe my ears are, like, oily. I don't know what's going on. But, like, I feel like they're slipping out sometimes.
What's unique? Yes, they do slip out. Everybody,
okay.
That, by the way, I just pushed mine back in when you said that.
Because, like, I feel like I know, that's why I feel like you're ruffling. It's just because I have to, like, put these damn things in. And, you know, the speaker's at the top, so I'm sorry.
Yep, and that's, you hear it when I do it, I'm sure. So, and I hear it when you do it. It happens to everybody. Everybody that I know that has AirPods says this, AirPod Pros says the same thing. They're like, yo, these things slip out. Also, make sure you're putting them in the right, in the correct ear.
Yo.
Because sometimes I put them in the wrong ear.
How?
And, well, I mean, you can, I don't know. It just happens. You can put them in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, yeah, how'd you do that one? Cause
it's not very comfortably, yeah, but.
Yeah.
I was like, these don't fit, right? What's wrong with my ears?
The shield test, though. Well, I guess it's like, because they said, these are going to fit perfectly in your ears, and they're not going to slip out. I'm like, you're lying.
No, they slip out all the, yeah. I think they need to go deeper in your ear.
Yeah, because I agree.
And they need to, maybe they need to be, like, ribbed like a condom. You know what I mean? So they grip your inner hole, ear hole.
Yeah. So. I mean, for the price, though, I definitely think it's worth, like, for in-ear headphones, these are the best headphones I've had so far. In-ear-wise.
Same here,
So, I mean, they definitely know what they're doing, and I'm sure when they come out with AirPods, the third generation, them bitches gonna be way different. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only crazy thing about it is, like, I'm always insecure that one's going to fall out.
Me too, you know, like, bro. And it's going to be in the worst place. It's going to be, like, in the toilet.
Yeah, I get out of my head. Because I'll be in the bathroom taking a leak. And I'm like, please don't fall out of my ear. And it's always, for me, it's always my left one. The right one seems to just stay in there. Some with my ear hole.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The left one does normally stick in there. The right one is like, yo, what are you doing?
See, it's always one. And if you watch Desus and Marrow, actually, Desus, I think they wear them when they do their TV show, because they've been doing their TV show over Zoom. They actually said the same thing. Desus was like, yo, these things do not stay in your ears.
And that's,
so I hope
what,
that
that's what they run with. They be saying, like, these are going to stick in your ears.
Hell no. I would not run with these in my ears. No way.
They would fall out.
Even if
the
I could.
Moment that they could.
I'm scared to wear them outside. Someone was like, what if I drop one and nobody's around? Like, I'd be screwed. Like,
facts, it'd be over. Like, I understand.
Unless I had a grabby stick.
Yeah.
Let's do this and then we'll close it out for the day. But this is another thing we need to, maybe we should make this for gimpy people, is how about, not a grabby stick, because you can't always carry one of those. But what about a magnet on a string?
Yes.
Wouldn't
just
that be
it down.
Right, because then it's like if you drop your keys.
Yeah,
like,
you pick
because
it up.
The grabby stick that we have has a magnet on the tip.
It does.
At least mine does. But if so that's right, we've got the same exact one. So if you get a string with just some kind of magnet on the end. And you could, like, even stick it on your chair. So then when you need it, you just pull it off and drop it down. Like, I'm going to do that. Actually, I'm going to do that and make one for us and see
it. And then patent it, bro.
Yeah, oh, yep. Yep. Maybe like a lanyard.
If it works, yo, that would be fire. A lanyard.
A lanyard with a magnet on the end. Because you saw the, by the way, here we go, more wheelchair tips. You saw those, I have them all over my house.
Oh, yeah, the little.
Because they're like, how do you have all these? Well, I have I have lanyards all over my house. I don't know if you probably didn't notice. They're on almost all the door handles.
No, I didn't notice that.
Because if it's a pull door, meaning like if I want to shut my bedroom door from the outside,
you can't just pull it.
But I have a lanyard on like my closet doors, my bedroom door, and the balcony door. So that way, if I want to go out the door and shut it behind me, I can go out the door, turn around, pull it with the lanyard.
That's so smart. Yeah.
So lanyards with magnets. Okay, I'm gonna look this up today. I'm gonna make these, and I'll give you one, and we'll just start a business.
We could do it. It'd be easy too. It's not hard.
It really would be. Okay, we'll figure this out.
I'm gonna call you after this podcast, real quick.
Okay, give me like 30 seconds. I gotta put my phone on.
Okay, I think you're gonna say 30 minutes.
No, give me 30 seconds because I got to repair my AirPod Pros to it as well. Because it's paired with my iPad at the moment.
Okay.
So, anyway, thanks for dang, we went 46 minutes. Look at that. Almost gave them their full money's worth. But anyway, until next time, this is Simon Illa.
And this is Jay.
And we are out. Peace.
Peace. Me.